I'll tell you about me, man. I done this. Talking yourself up. Hey. One hand it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Okay? There's a boasting that is done in Christ that is in righteousness. Again, people who are void of the Spirit can't understand these things. So they look at us and just say, oh, those proud people, Paul. Paul's always boasting of himself. I mean, Paul the Apostle. He's like, I'm an apostle. I exalt my office. I am chosen of God by the will of God, an apostle. It was true. So it's not, you know. But he also boasted his infirmities. He gloried in them. I'm weak in here, and that's what makes God strong in me. Because he has to lift me up. Carry me. I used to be this kind of a bragger. I can smoke a quarter ounce of marijuana in a single day. I can drink a fifth of whiskey in a single evening and put down a 40, you know, Magnum. Just to relax, you know, 240 ounces of malt liquor. That's, you know, start to feel it. I can put away a case of beer. You know, brag. All the ways in which men brag. Oh, I'm so good at nothing. All the things in which the vanities in which they boast themselves, you know. I'm the best. I'm the greatest that ever was. I'm the champion. All the workers of iniquity boast themselves. Oh, they break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. That's going to be from Habakkuk. They are proud. Blasphemers. Oh, blasphemy is literally means to speak. That's another Greek word. It's like blasphemos, you know. We get the word right out of the Greek. It means to speak evil. Not just any evil. Usually it means in pertaining to God. Christ can't make you perfect. Christ won't make you perfect. He doesn't intend to make you perfect. Blasphemy. Jesus Christ died so that you could go to heaven. And look it. We're all going to sin, but you just do your best. Blasphemy. I'm a Christian. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. To name Christ on yourself. Still yet a sinner. To me, that's fearful. I want Christ's name to be named on me. Because he has made me like him. And to the extent which I am not like him, I am. I don't know exactly how to describe it. I guess I'm very slow to boast of myself in anything except for that which God has given me, and I know is of him. Unthankful. Thank you, Lord. So even God gives them life, they're not thankful. Unholy. Not right. Without right is literally what unholy is here. Oh, well, wait. It's impossible for us to be holy, right? I mean, except that we believe in Jesus and he just says, you're holy, even if you're not. Again, to the degree which we slide further and further down this wicked path, disobedient to parents. Oh boy, do I see a lot of that. Oh man, oh man. I guess I blame parents a lot because it's sort of like, they don't demand obedience, right? But it's also disgusting. And it's not like the children are blameless. They should obey their parents. You know? Not thankful for the things given to them. Without natural affection. Means, without libation, which means it's like a, in a sense, well, a libation would be something, a drink that was made in like for a truce, you know, like they would drink over it. It means like mutual appeasement. Oh, I'm sorry, that's truce breakers. Without natural affection. Boy, how did I mess that up, right? But that's pretty much the proper translation of that, I think. That was 132. Now, Paul always goes through these litanies of the sinful things that people do, right? Without natural affection. Astorgos. Yeah. Orgos is like, orge is like passion and so on and so forth. So yes, without the natural passion, so the natural affection, not having that. This used to trouble me for a long time because I thought I have, because of the way I feel towards certain relatives who are very ungodly. And as I was raised, whatever natural affection I had for them kind of dissipated because of their character was so anathema to me. You know, it was so rejected of God. Otherwise, I am not without natural affection. That means without natural affection. I mean, you don't have affection for your mother, your father, your children, your wife. You know, I say I have a lot of natural affection for those, for the people in my life. Whatever loss I may have had of love for some people. And I mean of affectionate love. You know what I mean? Not the love. I mean, I still love them the way Christ has commanded. That we should love our enemies. We should feed them, clothe them. And I also want what's good for them. I do. As I do for all men, though.